This week on Help with MySocialSecurity.com, The Waiting Game. Hi, I'm Jim Solney, a certified financial planner.
And I'm Chris Stein, a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University.
And welcome to This Week with Help with MySocialSecurity.com. You know, Chris, we often talk, and the financial press often writes about the fact that people get more money the longer they wait for collecting Social Security. Most people by now, if you've been listening to this blog for a while or just reading rudimentary articles on Social Security, know that if you are first eligible to start collecting at 62, but if you wait to what is called your full retirement age, and people can visit on our blog, our resources tab, and we have a little chart there under the resources tab of your full retirement age, and you just look at the year you were born, and it'll tell you what your full retirement age is. For most people listening to this show today, it will be between age 66 and 67. So your full retirement age doesn't necessarily pay you your full amount, though, as longtime listeners will know, because every year you delay claiming past your full retirement age, you will get 8% more per year up to age 70. That's all fine and dandy, Chris. Most people know that. But the reality is, when, and you and I are guilty of this, and the financial press is, they always put everything in round years. Well, if you collect at 62, you'll get 25% less than if you waited to 66. Great, but there's a big difference between age 62 and 66, and it doesn't mean if you delay at 62, you have to turn it on at 63. You may delay at 62, but begin at 62 in 7 months. Or how about 65 in 3 months? You don't have to do it in round years. Well, the reality is Social Security will increase your monthly benefit by the month, not the year.
Right. So every month that you wait, they readjust the calculation. It's not something that goes into effect simply one time per year, and there's a one per year adjustment. They actually figure it down to the month. And they actually, in the law, define the adjustment on a monthly basis. We just typically, we and most people in the financial press, describe things on a yearly basis because the monthly figure is kind of bizarre, isn't it, Jim?
It is. The monthly amount gets bizarre because it's in fractions. And it's not an easy fraction like one third or one half. It's a very bizarre fraction. And because it's in fractions, it starts to confuse people. So what we're going to do today is actually give you a dollar amount and explain it in dollars, not necessarily fractions. But before we get into dollars, we must talk about what these fractions are. Well, the fact of the matter is they will reduce if your full retirement age is 66. And for this example, Chris, let's talk about people whose full retirement age is 66, because that's most people listening. If your full retirement age is 66, they will give you, for the first 12 months, they will give you 0.5% more monthly benefit every month you delay.
Past 62.
Past age
62. So we're talking here about a starting date of age 62 and making the choice of whether to file then or file later on.
Correct. So every month you delay past 62, for the first 12 months, you will get 0.5% more benefit per month for life. After you reach 63, which is 12 months after 62, after 63, and for the next 3 years, remember, we're using a full retirement age of 66 in this example. For that 36-month period, they will give you 0.5% more. That's a little bit more. So for the first 12 months, they'll give you 0.5% more. For the next 36 months, they will give you 0.5% more. So what we want to talk about is put this in dollar amounts. So let's pretend somebody has a full retirement age of age 66 and a PIA or primary insurance amount of 1,000. What that simply means is if that person waits to 66 to file, they will get 1,000 a month. Now, in this example, Chris, we are not doing what?
We're not adjusting for cost of living adjustments or COLAs. So this is going to just be kept on a flat $1,000 per month number.
Right. We're just trying to make this simple for our listeners to understand. So your full retirement age is 66. Your primary insurance amount is $1,000. To get that $1,000 a month, you have to wait to 66 to file. But you are allowed to file as early as 62. If you do, you will get 25% less, or $750. Mm-hmm. So if you filed at 62, you would lose $250 a month and get $750 a month. But for each month you wait from 62 to 63, they will give you 0.5% more. What is that in dollar amounts? $4.17.
And that's because it's the 0.5% is 0.5% of your PIA, which we've already established in our example is $1,000. So 0.5% of $1,000 is rounded $4.17. So if you wait 1 month, so instead of filing at 62, you file at 62 and 1 month old, you won't get $750 per month. You'll get $754.17 per month from there forward.
Correct. And if you waited 2 months, instead of getting $4.17 more per month, you will get $8.34 more per month. Mm-hmm. And that's how it works for every month for the first 12 months. Every month you wait, you will get 0.5% more. In our example, if your PIA is $1,000, that means $4.17 more. And then at age 63, if you simply take $4.17 more for 12 months and multiply that by 12, lo and behold, it's a nice round number, isn't it?
It is $50.
$50. Mm-hmm. And that makes sense because if you started collecting at age 63, not age 62, your reduction is now only 20%, not 25%. So if you waited to 63 to file, you would get 20% less of your PIA, which in our example is $1,000 or $800. If you started at 62, you would get $750. And it, as you can see, 417 times 12 is $50. 750 plus 50 is $800.
Yep.
But here's where the magic waiting game begins, Chris. Every month now from 63 to 66, that 36-month period, you're going to get a little bit more. You're going to get 0.5% more. Or $5.56 more per month, not $4.17. The fraction becomes 9/12, not 5/12.
So you can view that as the reward for waiting now has increased.
Excuse me, it becomes 5/9.
Right, not 5/12. Right. So the reward for waiting has now gone up. So instead of getting a reward of $4.17 per month increase, you're getting a reward of $5.56 per month increase.
Correct. And that will continue until your full retirement age. So each month you wait, you get a little bit more. You don't have to wait the full year. They do this monthly. And then, of course, longtime listeners will know that beginning in your full retirement age, up till your age 70, so if your full retirement age is 66 in this example, for the next 4 years, they will give you 8% more per year. And that's how it's often presented to people in the financial press, 8% more per year. Well, the reality is you don't have to wait the full year. You could wait 6 months, 8 months, 12 months, 24 months, 36 months. It doesn't matter. In dollar amounts, they'll start giving you, again, if you're PIA is $1,000, they will start giving you now $6.67 more per month because that comes to 8%. 8% of $1,000 is $80. If you took the $80 and divide it by 12, it comes to $667 more per month that you will get past your full retirement age. So the key to remember in this show is it doesn't matter. You don't have to wait the full year to get these increases. They will do these increases based on the month. And that becomes the waiting game. The more you wait, the more you're going to get. The longer you wait, the more you're going to get. And that's it for this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. I hope that kind of explained how the waiting game works. And of course, if you have any questions or have a specific question, don't hesitate to contact us. All our information is right here on the website.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Salnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.